Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Inside the Mirror Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle David. If you didn't know, now you know. Hey, if you're watching on YouTube, shout out to this standing desk. If you could tell, I'm standing up, and shout out to the standing desk. It's a total game changer. Anyways, this week, on today's episode, I want to talk about something that has been on my mind, because usually the episodes come from just what's been on my mind. What's been on my mind recently is the idea of being comfortable, being uncomfortable. Being comfortable, being uncomfortable. And that doesn't sound like it makes a lot of sense, right? Like, you're saying being uncomfortable could be comfortable. How does that work, right? And I don't have a perfect answer for you, but let me unpack a few thoughts. And here's the first thing. Chris Heeslip, a very successful entrepreneur and also the founder of Leader, where I work, says maturity is being able to hold two opposing ideas at the same time. And so the idea of being comfortable while being uncomfortable, those are opposing ideas. So if you're able to hold those two together, then Chris would say that's a sign of maturity, and I would agree. So let's get into this. So being comfortable, being uncomfortable, what does comfortable even mean? What does it even mean to be comfortable? Being comfortable, there's a few things. There's always tons of definitions to words, but being comfortable means to be at ease or to feel secure. At ease or feel secure. Now, if you are at ease and feel secure where you're at in life or with whatever, if you are comfortable and secure, you're probably not going to change much. And that's where we get into what I want to talk about, is most people are not where they want to be in life, in their career, in relationships, in jobs, financially. Most people are not where they want to be. So if you are comfortable in a place you don't want to be, you probably won't move forward and go somewhere else if you're comfortable, at ease, and feeling secure where you're at, right? So you have to get uncomfortable, not at ease, not feeling secure, to be able to move forward. Because even if you're not where you want to be, if it's comfortable enough, you won't do anything to change it. Right? If I lay down in my bed at night and I am perfectly comfortable and the temperature is right and the blankets and the sheets are just wrapping around my body in just the right way, and my head is on the pillow just the way I like it, and my eye mask is on and it's pitch black and I'm so tired and I'm wrapped up just how I want, I'm not going to move. You wouldn't either, because I'm so comfortable. I'm right in that cocoon of comfort. I'm at ease and I feel secure. Now, that's just an example, right? I'm not going to change anything if I'm comfortable. But if you're at a place in life, or I'm at a place in life where I'm not where I want to be, but it's comfortable enough that I'm not going to change anything because it's not that bad. I'm pretty comfortable. It's not everything I wanted, but I'm pretty comfortable. Then I'm not going to do anything to change and go do the next thing to head to where I want to head. I'm just going to stay put, right? I'm just going to stay put. And that's the worst thing for us as humans, is comfort. No one promised us an easy life. And so if you're just seeking comfort, you're not living up to your fullest potential, right? Because you can't grow in comfort, right? If you're like, hey, I want to go to the gym and exercise, but I'm fine here. I'm at home, I'm watching a movie or a show, got a cup of coffee or a nice drink, I'm comfortable. The likelihood of you wanting to break that and go do something different is low unless you force yourself to be uncomfortable. It's a mindset, right? You have to force yourself to go from comfort to discomfort to get the things that you want, right? Even if you make it to the gym or to the workout, if you just want to do the bare minimum and be comfortable, you won't lose the weight or gain the muscle or get the body you want, because you literally have to get uncomfortable, force yourself to go through the pain and the work that it takes to make your muscles stretch and grow, or to get your heart rate up, to be able to burn the calories, to lose the weight. If you just stay comfortable, you actually won't make any progress. And if progress is what we should want in life, is constant growth, always evolving and heading towards something more, then we have to choose to be uncomfortable, right? I know someone recently who said, yeah, I could go do that, but I just don't like asking people for things or really put myself out there like that. This person was comfortable and didn't want to get uncomfortable to do the things to get to where he wanted to be. Even though he wanted to be there, the comfort was holding him back. He didn't want to do the uncomfortable thing. And we all do that all the time, right? Like, even in my own life, right? I'm not to where I want to be in my career or in my relationships or lack thereof. But sometimes I don't choose to go get uncomfortable and put myself in a situation to meet potential partners or to stretch myself to stay up later and work on the thing that I want that will take me to where I want to go. Often I choose comfort as well, which is why it was on my mind, which is why I wanted to talk about it, because we all sometimes choose to be comfortable because it's comfortable, and we don't want to get uncomfortable because it's uncomfortable. And so we choose the here and the now of comfort versus the later reward of what we truly want, because in that gap, we must be uncomfortable. The gap between where we're at and where we want to go requires discomfort. And we have to get comfortable. We have to start being okay with not being comfortable. You can have discomfort now, get uncomfortable now, to lead you to the comfort later. Financial, relationships, career, health. If you get uncomfortable now, you will get the comfort later. If you choose comfort now, you will get discomfort later. Another way to say it is, if you choose the hard now, the easy will come later. But if you choose the easy now, it will be hard later. So you have to make a choice. Do you want to be comfortable now and uncomfortable later, or uncomfortable now and comfortable later? Because no matter which one you choose, the opposite is coming, right? If you choose to do the work and get uncomfortable now in your health, your fitness, your relationships, your job, your money, if you get uncomfortable now to grow, you will go somewhere comfortable down the road. You're doing the work, you're putting things in place to go to where you want to go. But if you just choose to stay comfortable now in your job, in your relationships, in your health, and you don't do the work, discomfort is coming down the road. You won't have the money that you want. Your relationship will suffer. Your health will suffer. Those things are uncomfortable. And if you don't do the work now, you will experience those things down the road. So it's now or later, right? It's choosing comfort now or discomfort now, for comfort later or discomfort later. Whichever you choose, you have the ability to choose, and you also will be the only one responsible when you're uncomfortable later or when you're comfortable later and you achieve the things you want and then you get to experience the comfort of them. Either one is a byproduct of only your choice, and only you are accountable and responsible for the end result. Right? So like a good example, or a example from my own experience with getting uncomfortable, is my experience with addiction. Right? I was very comfortable. My coping mechanism and my comfort was alcohol, weed, and drugs, right? Alcohol, drugs, marijuana, all the things. That was comfortable for me because I was escaping from the harsh reality of my life that I had created. The poor choices that I made left me coping with substances to ignore the reality of the life that I had. And it was comfortable. It wasn't great. The results of drinking and drugging and ignoring reality were not great. But if I was able to get to my coping mechanisms and the substances, I could get back to a comfortable place of just numbness and ignoring all the things around me. That was comfortable. And eventually, I had to choose to get uncomfortable, to get sober, to now experience the comforts that I have that come from sobriety and the joys and the pleasures of actually being sober from substances. I had to choose discomfort first so that I can now experience the comfort of sobriety. So that's something from my life where I had to choose discomfort and being uncomfortable first, which would lead me to the results of comfort later. Because what I did prior to that is I chose the comfort in the moment of the substances, the drugs, the drinking. I chose that comfort in the moment, and it put me in a place later where I was uncomfortable because the results of that were not pleasant, right? You have to choose the discomfort and be uncomfortable now so you can reap the rewards of that decision in the comfort and the ease and the pleasures later, right? Another example, money, right? Finances, money. You can either just continue to be comfortable with an average amount of income and just getting by now because it's not that bad. But down the road, you will not be able to retire when you want and take your family on trips and do all the things that you dream of if you choose the comfort now of not doing something different to increase your income or bring in more money, right? Now, if you choose the discomfort now of starting a side hustle or upping your skill set so that you can negotiate more at your job, doing those uncomfortable things now to increase your income and to increase the money you have down the road will bring the comfort because you will have the finances to be able to take time off and be with your family and take them on trips and retire younger if you want to. Either one, whatever you choose now, you will experience the opposite down the road. And we could go into anything, right? Physical health, if saunas and cold plunges are all the rage right now. And there's a ton of research and evidence supporting the immense benefits of hot and cold exposure. But if you choose to remain comfortable now and say, hey, I don't want to get in a cold plunge. That's uncomfortable. I don't want to get in a sauna. It's hot. That's uncomfortable. Then you won't get to experience the rewards down the road of the physical benefits and the comfort that they'll bring. In the moment it's uncomfortable, down the road it brings a myriad of benefits. But if you do choose to say, I'm gonna take a cold shower or get in a cold plunge or get in a sauna even though it's uncomfortable, then you get to down the road reap the rewards of the comfort of the benefits of those things to your health. You get to reap the rewards of a healthy body and a healthy mind and the clarity that those things bring down the road, not in the moment. It's uncomfortable in the moment, but down the road, you get to reap the rewards of your uncomfortable choices now, right? So I'm going to wrap this up here in a minute, but just I hope you hear me here. When I get passionate about these things that are on my mind and I bring these thoughts and conversations to you, I don't have it all figured out. Yesterday, I chose comfort over discomfort in the evening. Instead of sitting down and turning off my phone and getting into my journal or getting into some work that I had to do, I scrolled on my phone. I watched several YouTube videos. I was on Instagram, and I got caught being comfortable and not doing the work to be uncomfortable to go to where I want to go. So I share that because that was yesterday, and today I'm talking about it because I need to hear it the most. I need to hear it the most. I get caught. I want to get uncomfortable and do the hard things to take me where I want to go, but many times I get caught in the comfort of the moment. We all do. So hear me. I am preaching to myself first, And then I'm just sharing what I'm going through and my thoughts on it with you. So hopefully you can benefit as well, because we all struggle with most of the same things in life. Obviously, we have different struggles from person to person, but at a high level, most of us experience the same struggles, the same frustrations, the same choices that we have the opportunity to make. And so we're all in this together. I'm in this with you. You're in this with me. We need each other. You can't do life alone very well. And so that's why I want to bring these things to you, so that I can have some accountability in a place where I can process what I'm not doing well at. And then hopefully you're able to also get some thoughts and ideas and process where you need to continue to grow as well. So I hope this was helpful. Just know I'm not perfect. None of us are, but progress over perfection is the goal. If you messed up like I did yesterday, that's okay. Choose to be different today. Today, I wrote down all the things I need to do. I'm about halfway through this morning. After this, I'm going to go mow the yard. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to do some deep work on ideating some business ideas. I'm going to do the things that I didn't choose to do yesterday. So if you messed up yesterday or today or last week, it's okay. Put it behind you, learn from it, and execute now, because every day is a new opportunity and you deserve it. So I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. I'll be back next week with another episode of Inside the Mirror podcast. Adios.